Well, I also want to thank Allison Deming publicly for being an incredible host. She picked me up, you know, in Coolidge, which is somewhere out there in the desert, and brought me here and put me up in this beautiful place actually called the Poet's House. It's an adobe house, and it's just my size. Everything is very small, you know. I can reach all the shelves. And I don't know if it was constructed, like, for my visit, because I know Mark Strand probably couldn't fit there. Don't ask any tall poets. But everyone has been wonderful to me across Arizona, and tomorrow we head for Flagstaff, which I understand is 5 hours through the desert, and I get to see all of your state before I leave for home on Friday. So I want to thank you for being here and for making my visit so satisfying. When Bob was talking about my lying, I wanted to explain something, because as a former Catholic, you can't let things like that, you know, go by. You know, you can stretch the truth all you want, then you go to Saturday confession and make everything right. But since I don't go to Saturday confession anymore, I have to make things right anyway. What I was talking about, and I'm going to begin with your leave to by reading an essay from Silent Dancing, is the fact that the word essay used to freeze me. I went to graduate school and had to write essays and a thesis. And I literally made myself sick over the thesis, because the professors kept insisting that I write in this extremely detached way that went completely against my personality. And I did it because, you know, I wanted that diploma. But lately, in the last few years, I've decided that I wanted to write essays, but I wanted to write them in my own way. I wasn't going to be writing them with footnotes. I wasn't going to be footnoting my life. And I was certainly not going to be reporting on my past. And so I decided that I could lie about my life, but not on purpose. Really, what I tried to do, and what I'm going to read you tonight, is an attempt at the truth that was taken over by my writer's persona at some point, and it became something that has the truth of poetry rather than the truth of history or the factual truth. The reason for that is, I'm going to read you a story about how I learned to tell stories at my grandmother's house, right? And I was a little girl there. And what I heard, I cannot report to you word for word. I just know that I learned from this old lady how to tell a story. And I want to tell you that story. But if I start thinking I have to go back and interview people, you know, so that I could put down the exact right words so that people will approve, like on my committee, and, you know, you're my committee now, then I won't be able to write it. So that's what I meant when I told Bob that it's my life. You know, what are you going to do, go and interview my grandmother to make sure that I told you the truth? So what I would like to do tonight then is to read you this essay from Silent Dancing, and then finish with a poetry reading. And the reason I feel free to do that, even though I was brought here as a poet and not as a nonfiction writer, is because the reason that I wrote this book was poetry. The way it started, and I like going back to the genesis of things because it allows me to understand my work. I did a reading at the Breadloaf Writers Conference, and one of my literary mothers was in the audience. I have several women across the nation that have taken an interest in me and have sort of helped me along the way. That was Hilma Wulitzer, the writer from New York, the novelist. And she said, you know, those stories you tell in between poems, she says, they deserve a place, you know, in your art. You should write those stories, either as stories or as essays. And so I said, that's a good idea. So I started looking at my poems in a new way. And from looking at the poems and trying to figure out what led me to write those poems, I wrote these essays. And so the essays do not explain the poems. They just, sometimes they are only vaguely connected. But I allowed myself to find that spot in time, or that place in my life, or that thought that generated that poem to become an essay. And so every essay in the book is followed by one, two, or three poems that I feel come together in some way. So anyway, I would like to say a couple of things more and then read you Casa. It's really, the bulk of my work has to do with growing up Puerto Rican in the United States, and particularly from my life, which was literally divided into my time on the island and my time in Paterson, New Jersey, where I spent most of my adolescence. And that was because my father was in the Navy and he was stationed in Brooklyn Yard. Every time he went on a tour of duty with the Navy, he sent us back to my grandmother's house on the island. She was like the family's matriarch, and while we were there, I lived among cousins and young aunts and uncles, a large family. I spoke only Spanish. I went wild in this Caribbean island. And then the rest of the year, I would live in New Jersey in this big apartment building in a very urban setting. And so when I started writing, I found that my brain was divided into those two worlds, and that I could write about both experiences and try to make them come together. And that is the bulk, though not all, of my writing, because I'm also an English teacher. And I was exposed to the same kinds of things that you were. And so I also write about, some of the poems I will read tonight have to do with taking some women from literature and adopting their personas and pretending to be like Penelope, for example. So, but I will first start with casa. And casa means home, as you all know. You have to know a little Spanish living here. And the reason I called it casa is because I grew up hearing about casa. Whenever something went wrong, my mother would say, well, in casa, it used to be done this way. Or mama used to do it this way. So casa became this mythical place where everything went right all the time. And of course that didn't exist. And I found out when I went to Puerto Rico. But still later on, casa became where I went when I wanted to remember, you know, my Puerto Rican heritage. So casa is the home of my imagination. And this essay, it's a story about a storyteller telling a story. And in it, I trace my literary heritage back to these women who sat around my grandmother's casa and told stories in the afternoon.